Hi, I'm sorry, we lost connection. Next one is making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you strongly support?
I disagree with him.
Disagree? Oppose? Okay. Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. And next one, increasing discipline in schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Support.
Somewhat. Strongly, somewhat. Okay. And last one says protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Anytime, me.
And will you strongly, or will you support that or oppose that?
I support it.
Support somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience again. We are about 90%. And I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you find it very convincing. 5 means it is somewhat convincing, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How will you rate that statement from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you so much. And next one, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter, so teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. And last one says, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. The students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following two statements. First one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. And last one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. In switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My college.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled?
Retired.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 15 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school,
no,
or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you so much. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever and ever?
I'm not able to go to church.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you, someone in your household,
Please.
Or not? To you? Okay. About, is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does that apply to you, someone in your household, or not?
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
The statement says, is an educator, such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Does that apply to you, someone in your household?
No. No.
Okay, thank you. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
I'm sorry?
Rural.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.